Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, wait till you hear this. The IFA, the Irish Farmers Association, says there's a big demand from its members to make prenuptial agreements legally enforceable. I'm joined now by Chairperson of the IFA's Farm, Family and Social Affairs Committee, Alice Doyle. Alice, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. Thank you very much for having us on.
A big demand for prenups by farmers, is that right?
Well, yes, we had four very big meetings recently around the country dealing with some inheritance and succession. And at these meetings, there was a request from the floor by our attendees on all occasions asking that prenups be considered, that we look at having them introduced and giving them a legal basis because they, at the present, they don't have a legal basis. And some of our members do feel that it's nice, it would be nice to have the option there.
And why, I wonder,
everyone
Alice.
Must have it.
Why?
Well, it's very important to have an option anyway, for starters. You know, everybody likes to have a choice no matter what adventure they're going into or venture. They like to have options. But I think the reason why farmers might want to have prenups there is because, well, first and foremost, there's a great asset at stake. But also, we also realise now that structures are changing within farming. And a lot of people marrying on to farms are coming on with a lot of assets themselves. The age of marriage, for example, has increased. So therefore, you have a lot of people coming on who are bringing in an asset base with them themselves. They're bringing in a salary, a high salary. They're possibly also bringing in a high pension. And not only does the farmer want to protect his asset, but the person coming onto the farm may also want to protect their assets in the event of
I do understand, but what you're telling me is that it's farmers who are saying we'd like prenups to be legally enforceable, not the people coming onto farms.
Well, if you come onto the farm, you become a farmer as well, don't you? But anyway, I think you know by the nature of the thing you do. So I think you have to take that into consideration. But yes, farmers. Well, farmers are members of society, and I think if you interviewed many other people from other sectors of society, they would probably give you the same answer. It's just that because we've had these meetings, it did come to the fore as part of our succession and inheritance discussion, and we're just reflecting what is out there in the community.
And you've engaged a law society to help you. Is that right?
Well, we're at the beginning stages of that. We're considering preparing a submission to the Department of Justice and Law Reform to make the required changes to the legislation so as to provide for and to recognise prenuptial agreements within the statutory framework. So we're only at the very beginning stages. Remember, these meetings were only held in the last 3-4 weeks. So we've been very proactive on this. We're out there. We want to have an option. We're not saying, IFA is not saying that farmers must have prenups, nor that anyone should have prenups. But what we are saying, like all other legislation, that it should be available. It should be there in a legislative framework. Mm-hmm. And if people want to avail of it, they can. And I think that's our remit, is to go out there and make sure that we make sure that it is put in a good legal framework. And it will take time. We know there's a template there already in the Civil Partnership Act of 2010 and in the 1965 Succession Act. So it shouldn't be that difficult to get it put into a legal framework. But then, like all these things, it takes time. And we're going in the right direction. We're taking our legal advice as to how to go about this and to do it properly, rather than just flapping around.
Okay, well, look, I don't know if people would have envisaged prenups being part of the legal landscape in Ireland, or that farmers would be the ones pushing for it. Perhaps they would. Perhaps they did think that. But Chairperson of the IFA Farm, Family and Social Affairs Committee, Alice Doyle, thank you very much indeed. You can let me know, prenups, good or bad, to 51551.